Local. Vocal. This weekend programming is brought to you by the Pure Water Pros at Affordable Water. Planet Vero Studios, brought to you by Evergreen Media, creating cohesive marketing campaigns. Evergreen Media in Vero Beach.
The Felsmere Frog Leg Festival is the biggest frog leg festival in the world. Enjoy frog leg and gator tail dishes, unique gifts, music, and carnival rides. Admission and parking are free. The Felsmere Frog Leg Festival, today through Sunday. Details at froglegfestival.com.
For 67 years, Sturgis Lumber and Hardware has been here for the people of Vero Beach. Through ups, downs, even hurricanes, Sturgis stands tall, four generations strong. Open weekday mornings at 7. Don't go west. Stick with the best. Sturgis Lumber and Hardware.
Interested in knowing where to go, what to try, and how to give back throughout the Treasure Coast? Then you've found the right show. The Treasure Coast Insider with host Anna Valencia Tillery from White Glove Moving and Storage. Also, be sure to check out our past shows and live links online at treasurecoastinsider.us. Now, here's your happy hostess with the mostest, Anna Valencia Tillery. Take it away, girl.
Well, hello, friends. 2023 is full speed ahead as we come into our third week in January. And I want to give a shout out to all of the incredible realtor and community referral partners, to the team at White Glove Moving Storage and Delivery. Coming out of the holidays, we were jam-packed to the wall. And now as we enter 2023, we rely so heavily on our referrals from our community partners, and you all have been giving them left and right, whether it's a renovation and people just need help with the heavy lifting and getting things up and out so they can get to task, or if it's full pack and move, whether you're upsizing or downsizing. We really appreciate it. White Glove being top of mind. It's a great rate, A-plus rated service with the Better Business Bureau and an interstate agent with Beacons Van Lines, making it possible to bring you into and out of Florida with ease. So a big thanks to the ongoing referrals in our community. Whether you're a listener of this show or a fellow networker, we really appreciate it at White Glove Moving Storage and Delivery. Also, a shout out to our friends over at Foxy Nails. Two locations, one off of Seaway Drive in Fort Pierce on the island, the second over by the Fresh Market Plaza in Vero Beach. True nail artists. You come up with the design, they implement it so it coordinates with a theme or a holiday. I love my New Year's nails, a little bit of sparkle and fun design, and you will too. It lasts for weeks, great pricing, open 7 days, gift cards always available. Foxy Nails, shout out to our Foxy family, award-winning entrepreneur of the year for 2022, Foxy Nails. Now, one of the things that I love about a new year is the opportunity for a new start, a new way of looking at things, more so than just saying out completely with everything that I've ever done. And with that being said, I have in the studio today an incredible author who is dear to me as a friend, yet also as a community partner. So not only does she have a way with words, she has a way with the public. And our listeners are going to learn about both of those things while we engage in conversation. Kathleen Ann Pickering is the author of SOS, Simplicity of Soul, The Secret of Living Through Your Soul. It's an easy read in the sense that it's not a big, overwhelming book, yet it gets to the basics and it starts, as does most of my favorite nonfiction books, with a riveting self-true story that causes you to want to share this messaging. And so with that being said, Kathy, darling, welcome to the Treasure Coast Insider. I'm so happy you're here.
Well, thank you so much, Anna. It is wonderful to be here. And just real quick, when we moved our cigar bar over to the Aviation Boulevard, White Glove Moving moved our big onyx bar that used to be Tiger
that
Woods.
Gorgeous bar top, yeah.
Uh-huh. You had 12 gorgeous men hauling that thing in and putting it in place for us. So you did a fabulous job, and we are always, every time we looked at that bar, we're like, Anna got it here safely.
Right? We didn't have to lift it. Thank heavens.
Yes.
Well, thank you for that.
You're
welcome.
I appreciate
it. So let's talk a little bit, because while we've gotten to know each other over the years. Your writing goes back further than just this book. Can you share that with our listeners?
Well, I started writing in 98. Well, actually, I started writing when I was in sixth grade. I had a teacher who taught me the power of the written word through poetry, because you have to really think through your words to get your images across. But I started writing, you know, journals and things like that. But my first book was a historical romance I wrote about Shelter Island, where my mom and dad were living. Mm. And I was trying to pitch it to Harlequin. And it was a big book, and it was very historically correct. And they had it for almost a year and then rejected it because I didn't have enough sex in it.
Darn it!
But that's okay. I learned quickly, and I did end up writing for them. So I wrote for them for a couple of years. And then I started doing writing. I have a thing about the paranormal and the journey of the soul and the possibilities of reincarnation and past lives. So I started doing romances with, you know, reincarnation love stories and time travel and things like that. And then, you know, it brought me to, you know, and one of the best things about writing is if you don't do it through life experiences, it's other experiences people bring to you.
Right.
And I had the experience that I wrote Simplicity of Soul about, which pretty much stuck with me for over almost 40 years, because it was a situation that really hard to explain to other people without sounding like a nut.
That is how she first came to me and said, I want to share this book that I've written with you, and I think we should do it face-to-face.
That's right, because I think I have an answer. I had an experience in which I learned that our soul, as I told you when we spoke, it's like an organ in our body. It's like an eye or a lung or a stomach, but we don't tap it and we don't use it. And it is our umbilical cord to the source of our existence, which is God. And, you know, that can be a very politically incorrect word these days, but I don't care. It's a fact and it's the truth. And we're not using our souls. And it's so easy to do. And when you do, all you have to do is acknowledge it, and all of a sudden it starts working for you. And when you live that way, your conscience kicks in, your intelligence kicks in, you want to do things right, you want to help people around you, you want to love as fully as you can, and there's no reason why you shouldn't do it. And if you don't know about it, let me tell you about it, because it's real easy.
Well, Simplicity of Soul, SOS, The Secret of Living Through Your Soul, this particular book that you've written, when did it come out?
I self-published it in 2019, and
it came out kind of during our COVID.
Yes, mm-hmm. A little bit before, and it was pretty much a mind dump. It had been in my head for so long, I had to get it out.
Yeah.
So the first edition, you have the second edition, which I revised. I added about 40 pages to it because people started asking me questions. Well, why did you put this? And I realized I understood it, but I didn't explain it well enough. So I rewrote it, added to it, and it's back out again in its new form, which I'm very proud of.
As you should be. And it's a beautiful cover. It really does illuminate as if from the soul, from the sun, from this...
Right.
From your description in the book, from that eye, you know,
yes,
that was just so bright and warm and inviting. How could you not follow it?
Right.
So let's give some examples for our listeners, because some folks might say, all right, so does that just mean do the right thing when you get the chance? Or is it more than that? So your book covers a variety of ways that one just starts applying this, not so consciously as need be once you do it regularly, but
right,
it just starts working all on its own.
Yes.
And so what would be a great first step for someone to identify the soul? Granted, they're going to get the whole tutorial in the book.
Yes.
But just as a quick, for our listener, just grasp the concept.
Okay, that's a really good question. And the way I would think about it is you can be very intellectual in your decision-making or your approach to things. When you do it soulfully, it's almost like sending out invisible feelers. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It's more like... You're having a sense of trust that the situation that you're dealing with or going into is meant to be, and you're going to create this open space fearlessly and see what fills it. and know that the answers that come are the answers that you're looking for. And so you act on them. And sometimes they might not be what you want. I'll give you an example. When I was living in New York before we moved to Florida, I was living in the house I thought I was going to grow old and die in. And I talk about this in the book. And my husband at the time got a job in Florida, and he was moving us, and I didn't want to go. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I don't want to leave my house. I don't want to leave my family. I don't want to leave my friends. And I said, whoa, hold on, Kath. You're getting fearful. And I just sat, and I said, you know, give me 3 signs. And I was talking to God. I just said, God, you know what? I'm going to open my heart. I'm going to listen. Give me 3 signs. And I just so happened I was in church that day. And as I'm walking out the door, one of my friends comes up to me and says, Kathy, listen, I don't know if you have any plans for your house, but I know somebody who wants to buy your house if you're interested in selling.
What?
And I just said, oh, thanks, Patrice. I'll keep that in mind. And then I went home, and the next day, my husband got a phone call saying that he might as well not come into work today because his job in New Jersey was terminated. So I was like, Lordy, that's a pretty tough one, but I guess there's number two. And then I got a notice in the mail that afternoon, believe it or not, and this is how it happens, from my insurance company saying they were not renewing my home insurance because I had made a claim and I was in a flood zone and they weren't gonna renew my, and then I shopped around, couldn't get anybody. So I couldn't even keep my house because I couldn't pay my mortgage because I didn't have insurance. So I had to sell and I had to go. The hardest part of that whole process was accepting it.
Right, because it's not what you wanted.
Right.
Yet, because you allowed yourself to look at the situation through your soul.
Exactly.
You were able to take and absorb that, knowing that you put that out there to the higher power.
And it came
God,
back.
Universe, what have you. And this is...
You got your answers.
You got your answers.
So you have to pay attention. You have to be alert. And you have to be fearless and you have to be calm. You have to know the answers are always going to come.
And you dedicate a number of pages to the concept of living fearlessly, to not be driven solely by fear.
Right.
In doing so, you may make the wrong choices.
That's right.
And in fact, the experience, which we won't go into details because we want folks to get the book and really... Your word choice, the way you describe it, I saw it happening. It was quite good.
Which was my intention, because everyone should feel that. Everyone should have that experience. And if I can help you visualize it, you'll have it.
It was there.
Yeah.
It was there. So you actually got to encounter this divine entity because you were fearful. You were so fearful in a space that it appeared to you to try and show you that there was nothing to be afraid of.
Right.
With that being said, fear is a constant. And I love how in the book you make reference of this is not the fear of, for example, walking down a dark alley when you shouldn't.
Right.
Like that is being...
That's common sense.
That is having legitimate fears and knowing when to be safe and when not to be safe.
Right.
So that is not the kind of fear we are describing.
That's exactly right, Miss Anna.
we want to be very upfront for our listeners. Yet the kind of fear you're addressing are those life-altering choices. And sometimes it doesn't even have to be life altering.
Right.
It can be a simple choice.
Right.
Which is, again, like you said, we breathe and we don't think about it with our lungs.
Right. And then when your soul is engaged, which, you know, and it's one of those things, you know, it's not like turning the switch. It's a choice that you make. It's a conscious choice that you make to live soulfully. That's it. Period. And many times you recognize, and I feel it's part of our relationship as friends. We greet each other soulfully. We interact soulfully just by having fun, talking about whatever is important to us. But we, you know, there's no make believe. There's no facade. There's no judging. We just enjoy each other's company.
So with soulfulness comes genuality.
Yes.
Being genuine, truly caring for others. And I mean, and one of the things that I liked about the book also was that it shed light on when you're choosing to think with your soul, it allows you to see both sides of scenarios, which all too often, as humans, we don't do.
That's because the ego will kick in and say, it's all about you were hurt, or this is because you'll never, you have to get more than this other person because there's not enough. When we lose our fear of not enough, not being enough, wondering how the next day is going to happen, when we just live in the now, and I have a clock in the shop that all the numbers are now, because that's how we should live, in the moment, because that's all we've got. We have to be aware that a lot of what we bring from our past may not serve us now here in the future, or in the present, or in the future. It takes a lot of soul discernment to think, am I coming from a place of hurt? Am I coming from a place of fear, or absolute love and intelligence? And when you can, you're usually able to see so much more in a given situation when you view it that way, because it's not, you just shut down your ego. You're like, shut up now. Your ego is a very cool tool. It helps you discover who you are and what your talents are. But if you let it get away with you, it makes you better than the next person. Well, they don't do it. I do. So, and you, every person you meet in your life is meant to bring you some information or something beautiful, and you in return to them. That's why we exist. Mm-hmm. We exist solely to just pass love around. And if it's a love of your career, oh my goodness. So you have this career goal that you love, and you bring people into it who love the same idea. So not only are you giving people business, you're doing something for the community, you're doing something for the world. And like a domino effect, it all comes back and it spreads. That's an act of love. That's living soulfully. It's that simple.
Well, and before we go on a quick break, I do want to give our listeners a little teaser, because to that point, you can live soulfully, yet you don't have to necessarily be a saint.
Oh, God, no.
Right?
you don't know me well enough then.
So with that being said, a quick shout out to Caliber Home Loans, where home loans is all that they do. They have 3 offices throughout the Treasure Coast. It's always a complimentary consultation. As we get ready for tax return season, you might get a chunk of change. And by golly, get out of that rent rat race. Now that the real estate market is shifting the way that it is, it's becoming more of a buyer's opportunity. Caliber Home Loans can get you into the home of your dreams that you can afford. They have awesome programs, and they are here and dedicated to the community. Thank you to Caliber for being an ongoing sponsor. There's more in store with Kathleen Ann Pickering, author of SOS, Simplicity is Soul. I'm Anna Valencia Tillery, Treasure Coast Insider. Don't go anywhere.
Don't settle for fancy nails. Get Foxy Nails. Located on Miracle Mile in the Fresh Market Plaza, Foxy Nails is the premier nail salon of Vero, offering everything from manicures to pedicures and even private parties for all. Ladies, guys, and kids too. Open 7 days a week and walk-ins welcome. Get Foxy Nails, endorsed by the Vero Insider.
Is owning a home your goal? With the rising cost of rent, you could be saving a lot of money by owning your own home. At Caliber Home Loans, we can help make homeownership a reality. Meet with us for a free consultation and get on the right path to buy the home of your dreams. For Caliber, home loans is all we do. We use local appraisers and offer a variety of loan options to fit your lifestyle and budget. Call us today, 844-GO-CALIBER, license number CHL15622, Caliber Home Loans, TreasureCoast.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, have your hair look its best by going to True Color Salon and Spa. Open 6 days a week, offering evening hours. There's a stylist for every budget and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Discover your true colors, endorsed by the Vero Insider.
When you work at A&G Concrete Pools, you'll be swimming in benefits. A&G is hiring, and not only do they lead the industry in paying hard workers, they'll match your 401k, provide insurance, and offer paid vacation time. Stop looking for a job and dive into a new career. Switch to a supportive pool construction environment. A&G Concrete Pools would love to welcome you to the team. Time to lay the foundation for your long-term career. Apply online at ngpools.com. A&G Concrete Pools.
Right now at Sunshine Furniture, it's New Year sale time. We're clearing our warehouses to make room for new styles, and this means you can save on selected in-stock furniture from Lloyd Flanders, Beechcraft, Windward, Riverside, Universal, Capri, Telescope, and more. Sofas, dining sets, patio groups, occasional chairs, cabinets, bedroom sets, tables, lots of pieces on sale for inside and out. At Sunshine Furniture, we have the largest selection of coastal furniture anywhere, including a gallery of Lexington, Tommy Bahama Home, and Universal Coastal Living Collections. Visit Sunshine Furniture now for our New Year sale. Also, all pictures, lamps, and accessories are half price. Sunshine Furniture, 1295 US 1 in Vero Beach. Visit our website at sunshinefurniturecasual.com and don't forget to shop our outlet and sales store just across the street.
Sunshine Furniture, the best in every way. Have a sunshine day. Sunshine.
Revive Vero Beach, located next to Anytime Fitness on Oslo Road and 27th Avenue, has everything you need to look and feel your best, including hormone replacement therapy, stem cell therapy, sexual wellness, weight loss, laser aesthetics, hair, tattoo, and skin spot removal, Botox and fillers, cryotherapy, comprehensive blood work, and everybody's favorite, ozone and IV therapy. Refresh, renew, and revitalize yourself at Revive today. Call 772-492-6607. A member of the iTex trading community, your iTex dollars are welcome.
Are you getting ready to move? Then call White Glove Moving and Storage for peace of mind, knowing our trained team will help with as much or as little as you need done. With a crew of 50 and a fleet of 15, our A-plus rated, award-winning company provides local and nationwide moving along with climate and humidity-controlled storage, date flexibility, and affordability. When you want it done right, choose White Glove. Visit us online at whiteglovesusa.com or call 866-GLOVE-10 for your complimentary survey today.
Welcome back, one and all Treasure Coast Insider. Where to go, what to try, and how to give back throughout the region. I'm Anna Valencia Tillery, your happy hostess with the mostest. Shout out to our friends over at True Color Salon and Spa. 100% customer service guarantee. If you're looking for a new look this new year, let them take you under their wing. They have stylists for every budget, every hair type. There's waxing, there's massage. There's so many offerings above and beyond just hair. True Colors Salon and Spa. I go to them. You will love them too. It is just so beautiful, relaxing, and many awesome specials and products each month available for purchase. Here in the studio, Kathleen Ann Pickering, author of SOS, Simplicity of Soul. You can get this book at simplicityofsoul.com. She is incredible. Before our break, we were talking about living through your soul, allowing the soul to be your guide. And in doing so, that doesn't necessarily mean you have to be a saint. And I think that is important for listeners because I am a real person.
That's right.
Kathy, what do I do?
You just be. You just be. See, yeah, you know, there's no rule here. There's only one rule. And that is just be a loving being. So that means you can get you can get disgusted. You can become unhappy over a situation. These are human emotions. But when you, it's very interesting. And we said this earlier. If you are ego driven, it's all about you and how angry you are. But if you're upset over a situation and you look at it soulfully, you realize there's two sides to that coin. And there are two very perfect, beautiful people here who need to come to a conclusion. And it opens up your awareness and your intelligence to act more calmly and lovingly rather than having no closure, not finishing it. Living soulfully is very rewarding.
And with that, it allows you to have a number of different passions. And you and your husband, Michael,
yes,
here in the Treasure Coast of Florida are thriving business owners. Give a little description to our listeners.
Yeah, so even to show you that you don't have to, you know, be a saint, we own Catelli Cigar Lounge and the Backbeat Music Parlor, which means we play rock and roll and we smoke cigars and drink wine and beer, you know, and it's a service that we bring to Vero Beach and the Treasure Coast because it's a wonderful underground for relaxation, great conversation, and entertainment. And you know, it's what we do. It was Michael's passion, and I was like, I like this. I like doing this with you.
And to that point, you know, you get the opportunity then to find other like-minded people that obviously have some commonality, and then henceforth you get to open to that next level of soulfulness, of connection, finding a commonality.
That's correct. That's correct. And we love it. We have an incredible relationship with each and every one of our customers. They're like friends.
As it should be.
Yes, ma'am.
Now, to that point, once again, SOS, Simplicity of Soul, The Secret of Living Through Your Soul, available at simplicityofsoul.com. You also have a not just the website, but a podcast for folks to listen to and get a little bit more in depth. Yet I think that as we have this last minute, I just want to understand and have our listeners get an image, because you did this so eloquently during our commercial break, that perfect balance of intellect, ego, and soul. What does that look like now, and what do we need to be doing?
Okay, right now it looks like, real quickly, think about this. Your body is the vehicle that your soul drives. And right now, the way the world is going, which is why there's so much chaos, is that the ego's in the driver's seat, the intellect is in the passenger seat, and the soul, it's in the trunk. So what we need to do is reverse that, because you need, like a unilateral triangle, you need an equal amount of ego, intelligent, and soul. So you put the soul in the driver's seat, the intellect in the passenger seat, and the soul in the back seat, and everybody talks.
Everybody talks. That ego can still ride, but in the back, by
That's
golly.
Right.
I like it. Kathleen Ann Pickering, SOS Simplicity of Soul, pick up your book today. Until next week, folks, cheers.
Thank you so much.